Good afternoon. My name is Sanja Živković. I'm a PhD student at Texas Tech University, and today I will be presenting carbon sequestration and carbon management policy effects on production agriculture in the Texas High Plains research work recently done by me and Darren Hudson. Greenhouse gas emissions and their potential negative consequences on the environment have raised concerns that continuous concentration of gases in the atmosphere could have an important ecological impact. Specifically, continuous increase of carbon dioxide is predicted to lead to significant changes in climate because this gas constitutes approximately 80% of current greenhouse gas emissions. Scientists have detected that the rate of carbon emissions could be decreased by transferring carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to the terrestrial biosphere, and that process is called the soil carbon sequestration. So agricultural activities can increase greenhouse gases in the atmosphere due to fuel consumption, irrigation, usage of fertilizers, pesticides, but they can also prevent climate change by sequestering carbon. The main objectives of this study were to evaluate carbon emissions and carbon sequestration and develop an understanding of the effect that alternative carbon management policies would have on agricultural production, and also to examine the impacts of taxes on carbon emissions and payment for sequestration on cropping choices, profitability, and water consumption. One of the studies that provided the base for this research was work by Naley, who conducted the life cycle assessment on carbon emissions and carbon sequestration in 10 largest cotton producing states in the United States. And another Naley's work related to crop productions in Arkansas. Another significant study for this research was work by Wright and Hudson, who measured the carbon emissions in the Texas High Plains and estimated the effect of restricting carbon emissions on net revenue, acres planted, and water consumption. Study area chosen for this project was Texas High Plains, an area of 41 counties. For each county, a representative farm was established where corn, cotton, peanuts, sorghum, and wheat are grown. So for corn and peanuts, only irrigated production was considered, while for cotton, sorghum, and wheat, both dry land and irrigated productions were considered. Animal production and pastures were not considered in this study. Data came from six sources. First, crop budgets published by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service provided data on crop prices, per acre costs, and per acre input quantities for three-year periods, so that average overall tree budgets was used. NEST provided data on planted acres, harvested acres, and yields for each crop for 10-year period. In order to obtain yield per acre, functions were obtained from previous studies that had been done on the High Plains. Previous study on carbon emissions provided data on carbon emissions, while previous studies on carbon sequestration provided the calculation for carbon sequestration and the data necessary for those calculations. And finally, Webb Soil Survey provided data on soil composition for each county. In order to estimate carbon sequestration, first, above ground biomass, AGB, and below ground biomass, BGB, were estimated. Adding them up and multiplying by soil factor, soil carbon sequestration in pounds per acre was obtained. Above ground biomass and below ground biomass depends on variables such as harvest index, moisture content, root-to-shoot ratio. What is very important here is that both above ground and below ground biomass are functions of the yield, so the carbon sequestration is also a function of a yield, and every change in yield will affect carbon sequestration. This study used a nonlinear programming model in order to maximize net revenue and find optimal planted acres and optimal amount of water applied to each crop. So that profit was defined as total revenue minus total cost, where I represent county and Jay represents crop. Total revenue is defined as yield Y times P price times H, number of acres harvested. Total cost is calculated as irrigation cost, which is W times D, number of acre inches of water applied, and all other specified costs, FJ, multiplied by planted acres, AJ. Net carbon footprint is the difference between emission and sequestration, multiplied by number of acres planted for crop J. So that is total net carbon footprint. If carbon sequestration is greater than carbon emissions, then carbon can be sold on a market at the price MC. And for this study, we used the carbon price $0.04 per pound, which is the highest expected Environmental Protection Agency's price for carbon. So that beside total revenue from production, producers can also make a revenue from sequestration. So the revenue from sequestration equals emission minus sequestration times planted acres times carbon price. First, the model was estimated in order to maximize net revenue and find optimal planted acres and optimal amount of water applied to each crop, in order to obtain a baseline result. After that, different scenarios were introduced in analysis. First, reductions of total carbon emissions to 85% of the baseline. Then applying a tax on carbon emissions, where T is a tax, and we use $0.45 per pound, so that tax was applied on every pound of carbon emitted above the 85% of the threshold. After that, sequestration was introduced to the model, and emission, the BCF is net carbon footprint from the baseline, and E minus S is also net carbon footprint, but from this scenario when sequestration was introduced, and the last part, emission minus sequestration times A times MC is revenue from sequestration. And two more scenarios were introduced. First, reduction of total carbon emissions and payment for sequestration at the same time. And last one, tax on carbon emissions and payment for sequestration at the same time. These are results for planted acres in the Northern High Plains. This table shows percentage acre in planted acre, percentage change in planted acres across different scenarios compared to the baseline. Negative sign represents a decrease in planted acres, zero no change, and positive sign is an increase in planted acres. There were small variations in planted acres for corn and irrigated wheat, while for dry sorghum and dry wheat there were larger variations. But if we focus at cotton, both dry land and irrigated cotton, we can see that there were no changes in planted acres in Northern High Plains, indicating that planted acres are already optimally allocated compared to the baseline. These are results for planted acres in Southern High Plains. There were larger variations across different scenarios for all crops. If we look, but here is not the same as in Northern High Plains, if we look at dry cotton. For irrigated cotton, there were no larger changes, but for dry cotton, if we look at the first scenario, constraint, there is a increase in planted acres by 6%, indicating that even if producers will need to reduced carbon emissions by 85% of the baseline, they can still produce dry cotton because it's profitable. So the planted acres will increase by about 6%. But if we look at the tax scenario, we can see that producers won't be able to produce dry cotton if they will need to pay a tax, because that's a cost for them. So it won't be profitable anymore. That's why there is a reduction in planted acres for dry cotton in tax scenario. This table shows a percentage change in water consumption per acre in Texas High Plains. And we can see that across all scenarios, water would be reduced. Constraining the model and applying a tax would reduce the water automatically because irrigation is one of the largest sources of carbon emissions. If we look at sequestration, payment for sequestration wouldn't change water consumption in northern High Plains, but it would change water consumption in southern High Plains, but only by small proportion. If we look at the last two scenarios, we can see that constraint and sequestration is very similar to the first scenario when only constraint was introduced, and the last scenario is very similar when only to the second scenario when only tax was applied. Net carbon footprint, which is the difference between emission and sequestration per acre in Texas High Plains, also showed that the net carbon footprint would be reduced across all scenarios. Constraining the model and tax would reduce, and even sequestration, but not substantially, only by 0.06. So in northern High Plains, there were no changes in payment for sequestration wouldn't change net carbon footprint, while in southern High Plains, there was one county, Swisher, in which emissions and sequestrations simultaneously were reduced, so that that caused a reduction in net carbon footprint in Texas High Plains by 0.06. And if we look at two last scenarios, constraint and sequestration is very similar to the first one, and tax and sequestration is similar when only tax was applied. Finally, total net revenue in Texas High Plains was also reduced. Total net revenue is revenue from production plus revenue from sequestration. Constraining the model, reducing carbon emissions, will automatically reduce the water. And therefore, reduction in water will reduce yield. And reduced yield will cause reduction in revenue from production, which is very similar with the tax, but the total net revenue would be decreased by a smaller portion. If we look at sequestration, actually in northern High Plains, there was an increase in revenue from sequestration, while in southern High Plains, there was a decrease. But this happened because there were a few counties in which payment for sequestration decreased planted acres for some crops, indicating that they are not profitable, and the reduction in planted acres actually reduced revenue from production, not from sequestration. And the last two scenarios are similar to the scenario when only a tax was applied. So results show that either capping or taxing total carbon emissions would cause a reduction in planted acres, water consumption, yield, and a net revenue. While payment for sequestration would also reduce net carbon, total water use, and total net revenue, but not substantially. Texas High Plains is an agronomically unique region compared to other regions, because of a limited number of crops that can be grown effectively. So because of those restrictions, there is limited flexibility of choosing appropriate cropping mix. Looking at alternative carbon management policies, payment for sequestration does not affect reduction of carbon emissions, water use, nor the product mix. And the tax is the one that achieves the goal of carbon reduction, and it intensely reduces the water consumption. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you.